Think of a tough decision you had to make recently. Something you've already closed the loop on. Something you're satisfied by how you came to this decision. If nothing comes to mind, imagine what it might look like to be satisfied with a decision. Share this experience either through writing in your journal, recording your voice as a memo in your phone, or talking with a trusted friend. If you're on your own, reread what you wrote, or listen to yourself telling your story. If you are doing this with a friend, ask your partner to reflect on what they heard you say. Ask yourself or have your partner ask you these questions. What were some of the important factors or decision criteria you used? Which of these factors seem to be most important? If you notice overlap in your decision criteria and your needs and values, great. That means we are beginning to see your needs and values show up in the context of a specific life event. Write down or have your partner mirror back the factors or criteria that seemed important to you. Try this activity one or two more times and make a full list of criteria. Star or circle the criteria that you used a lot. Get to your top 3 to 5 criteria. If you're struggling with what decision criteria are, here are a few examples. Supports a goal I have. Supports those I love. Helps me learn a new skill. Serves the environment or community. Makes me money. Is unique to my skills and or personality. Gives me energy. Brings me joy. Is mandatory or required. Connects me with others. Serves a relationship that is important to me. Now that you have a few things on your decision criteria list, it's time to design your model. Try this. Look at the visuals farther down in this blog. Choose one that resonates with you. Choose a few of the decision criteria from your list and play with how they fit in the model. Tip: use post-it notes and an empty wall space to try different combinations of criteria and visual formats. Ask yourself, based on my model, what indicates a yes? What indicates a no? What indicates a need for deeper reflection or more data? Test it out over the week with one or two decisions you may have to make. For example, the next time someone asks you to do something, ask for a little more time and pull out your model. Reflect on the request. Where does this fit in my model? Is this a simple yes or no decision? Might I need to do more reflecting? Might there be anyone else I need to speak with in order to decide? After gathering any additional data and reflecting as needed, choose a path forward and decide what action you will take. After taking that action, reflect on how well your model served you. To what extent did my model help? Did I discover new criteria in the process? Will I keep this model, tweak it, or try a new design completely? Your model may change over time, and that's okay. Allow your model to be fluid and adapt it as you grow.